Good morning. I'd like to continue in Simon Kuf Pei Tes. We're talking in this unit about the Vesas Hafloga, which we talked about yesterday, and Vesas Chodesh, which we started to talk about yesterday. Vesas Chodesh, interestingly enough, is not really explicitly mentioned, as we pointed out at the end of the year yesterday. Vesas Chodesh is not explicitly mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say ever that if you see three times in a row on the same day of the month and so on, so you have to be choshish for that day of the month. So it's not really explicit in the Gemara. Tosos, so we saw it towards the end yesterday. Let's go back for a moment to source 19. The Tosos in needed of Samak Amar Alav Divimasa Itmar. So the Tosos was talking there about the Machlokas in the Gemara concerning Vesas Adilug. And there the Gemara was talking about if you saw 1 month on the 16th and 1 month on the 17th, 1 month on the 18th. Actually, the case of the Gemara starts with the 15th. So the 15th, 16th, and 17th, that's Koveh, what's called the Vesas L'Dilug. You have to be closer to the following month. We had a Machlokas, Rabban Shmuel, whether it's you need three, that whether the first one, the 15 counts, because that was just not really part of any progression, because the progression hadn't started yet. That was a random date. So does that count as the first? It does not count as the first. But in any event, that's the idea of the Vesas L'Dilug. So Tosas, let's look again at 19, points out, Itmar Rosa Tesla Bechorizev, Tesla Bechorizev, etc. Says Tosas there, Pirish Dafka Bechi Hai Gavna. Dafka, in such a case, that's where the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, the first one, the 15th, counts because really there hadn't been any progression yet. That's the Machlokas. Okay, that's the Machlokas. So she saw 15, 16, 17, in case of Vesta Dilog, then they argue whether the first reaccounts or not. Ava Rosa Begimel Chadoshim. Okay. If 3 months in a row, not 1 month 15, 1 month 16, 1 month 17, but 3 months in a row, she saw the same day, or Bebezel Chodesh, or Be'echad, whatever, then Lechula Amma Ein Tzarchil says, then the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is inapplicable. Then everybody agrees that the first day counts. The first Riyah counts. If she saw three times in a row, the same day of the month, then the first one counts. Oh, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is only when there's a progression, so does the first Riyah, since it was not part of a progression until afterwards. That was the question we saw yesterday. Does retroactively it shows it's part of the progression or not? But anyway, what Tos is saying is clearly, Aval Rosa Begimel Chadoshim, O Bebezel Chodesh, O Be'achal L'chula Amo, then Ein Tzarch Yoser. Okay, and he refers to Gemara Lama Tess and Bez. I mentioned last time, also talks about seeing Rosh Chodesh, and the next Rosh Chodesh, and then the 25th. And she saw from the 25th on, including, for several days, including Rosh Chodesh. So again, from those sugas, it appears, says Tos, that there's such a concept called Vesas HaChodesh, but you never really have it explicitly mentioned in the Gemara.
Right, Rebbe?
Yeah.
Isn't that explicit? It says that she has a Vesas of Rishecha, Rishecha, Rishecha.
Well, she doesn't because the third one started on the 25th, okay? It included Rishecha, included Rishecha. So it is more explicit, okay? You're right, and that's what Tosa says. Okay, but it's not, it doesn't, at my point, it never says explicitly in the Gemara, you saw three times in a row on the same day, that's called the Vesas. That's all we're saying. Okay, you're right. I mean, that's Tosas Raya. That's the Vesas HaChodesh. Okay, and he says, I feel Shechad Molevech, 1 second, and it's a Chiddush. Okay, let's understand something. Okay, look at Tosas, you're right. I mean, it's explicit once we know it, though. But you'd expect the Gemara to say something more specific than say, she saw it three times in a row. There it comes in kind of agaburcha, because the Gemara is trying to say something else over there on Lamites. In other words, as Rashi explains, Dom Yusei Tosas, what you say, Lamaisa, that's what comes out. But the Gemara is teaching something else. Agaburcha, you learn what we're saying. That's what Tosas says. So you're not wrong, but it's less explicit than we would think. But then we would perhaps expect. Okay, that's all I'm pointing out. At the end, Tosas says that it's a bit of a chiddush if you think about it. That's what I'm talking about today. It is a bit of a chiddush to say there's such a concept as a day of the month. Because, I mean, naming a day of a month, giving this assigning number one, number eight, number 15, to some extent is arbitrary, right? I mean, it's what we call it. But given that the months that we have are sometimes mole, the 30 days, meaning the outgoing month has 30 days, so the incoming month has 2 days of Chodesh. Or Chaser, where the outgoing month has 29 days, in which case the incoming month has only 1 day of Chodesh. So there's not necessarily the same interval. She sees three times in a row on the 15th of the month on the Jewish calendar. There's not necessarily an even distribution. It's not the same number of days apart, because if the month was Malay, so then there's more days in between 15 and 15 than there is if there's month, the meaning month is chaser, because there's a less day between 15 and 15, right? So lechora, just because we've entitled this day 15th of the month, what does that matter? You follow, logically speaking, that's what Tosis kind of alludes to at the end. Afilu she'echad molev echad chaser, the ein hayom shebein riyel riyel shavid. Okay, it's not necessarily the case that the day between the 2 days, between the two re'iyas, are the same number of days. Depends how long that month is in the middle. It could be, there'll be a day off, a day more, a day less. Which, when we're talking about bodily functions and establishing a pattern, is a little funny. Why should a pattern be established based upon, you know, the calendar date, which I said is somewhat of an it's not arbitrary, but it's not a scientific point. Right, it's not that they're now you're dealing with a body in the body. Okay, I understand. This woman sees every 30 days, or she sees with someone. She, 1 month she sees 30 days, 1 month 31, 1 month 32. There's a progression. So that I understand, but just randomly saying that the day of the month that counts as something valid. Why? Why should it matter? This happened to be called the 15th, but it's not the same amount of time between 15 and 15 with the Malay month as it between 15 and 15 in a Chaser month. And so, but that's the Tosfos point. So, nevertheless. Tosa says that is the fact. If we look in 22, that's where we're up to the Ravid and the Balei Nefesh, Shar Tikkun Avestus Simon Gimel. The Ravid also identifies, talks about Vestafagos, and he said, Echad Yumei HaChodesh. He mentioned this too. The Ravid also seems to agree, okay? But he's, I mean, the Ravid really, I think, spells it out. Tosa said it, but the Ravid spells it out a little more clearly. So the Ravid, and we got to see, but you know, let's look at it together. There's an Abalai Nefesh, Sharatikan Vesas, and Gimel, Hechod Yemei Chodesh. Another Vesas, another example of Vesas is Yemei Chodesh. The Afo P, Shein Hafogos and Shavet. Exactly what we just said. Even though the time interval between Re'ias is not equal. Kigon Merei Sharcha, Re Sharcha, O Mechamish Biacha, Lechamish Biacha, Giotzebel. The Afo P, Shezeh Chodesh Mole, Vesech Choser. Right? There's a different number of intervening days between the Re'ias. But okay, nevertheless, there is such a concept. And he says, we learn this out, as Tosus did, from the Dilug, where we had the Machokish and Echabu Rav Shmuel. Ross Yom Chamisha Bechodizev, Yom Shisha Bechodizev, Yom Shiva Bechodizev, Rav Amar Kavala Vesas of Dilug, right? Even at the three times, the first one, the 15th, counts as Re'ev. Shmuel Amar Adshat Tishalash Bedilug. Shmuel says you need three intervals, you need really four Re'ev. Vilo Hainu, not intervals, but before the progression. Okay, the first one doesn't count because it wasn't part of a progression. Right, you have to have a three-time progression. He says clearly, the rabbi just elaborates on the right. Clearly, if that's the case, if you pay attention to a progression, forget about the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether the first one counts or not. Okay, either way, if you pay attention to a progression, then that shows that we focus on the day of the month, on the identification of the day of the month. Because Ilu Hayinu Choshin Kol HaChadoshim Oleim O Chaserim Kasher Sova Mitzvah Hashim In Kain Ein Kan Dilug Ela HaFlogos. What's Dilug? What does less of the Dilug mean? Dilug means I saw a 15 of month A, 16 of month B, 17th of month C. And according to Shmuel, you need to see 18th of month D. Fine, whatever. Leave out the machlokas for the moment. Let's just keep it simple. 15, 16, and 17. So what is that? If all the months were the same, so seeing from 15 to 16 is the same as interval as from 16 to 17, which is the same interval as from 17 to 18, right? It's the same interval, if assuming that the months are exactly equal, right? Same kain ein kan dilug ela haflogas. That's a regular haflogas. That's an interval. The fact is from 15 to 16, let's say that's 31 days. 16 to 17 is 31 days. 17 to 18, so that's a hafloga issue, right? That's an interval issue. It's not an interval dilug. Okay, who cares what we call it on the calendar? That's slow simyom, bain kol ria ria. Barei kilimud, aliros, mes simyom, les simyom. It's the same thing. The lama chalkub is their rabu shmuel, belashan dilug. Why did Rav and Shmuel have a chokus, what they call vesas la dilug? If vesas la dilug, all it is would seem to be, assuming the months are of equal length, then all it is just another example of a flogus. So what's the machlokas? Right? What's the machlokas? Well, kol avesus huchlub aflogah. V'hal amlachuk v'stam al avesim t'yeh v'shon v'chesh v'lab. V'mash ha'nasin l'farish is bar ha'davah karoi sh'hem lo chuk v'vesus achar el b'dil l'guvad. Okay? In any event, you see what the rabbi is explaining? He's saying, you see clearly, and the Tosas says it, right? But Tosas doesn't elaborate. Look back in Tosas. Tosas says, Pirush Dafka B'chi Hai Gavna. But I think the Ravid, as I presented, the Ravid spells it out more clearly. The Ravid says, because clearly the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, about 15, 16, 17, or you need 15, 16, 17, 18, but either way, you're focusing on the day of the month, right? On what we call the 15th of the month, 16th of the month, 17th of the month, 18th of the month. Clearly, the chiddush of that is that we do pay attention to the day. There's something about the title of the day, the calendar title of the day. Today is the 17th of Iyar. Okay, next month, today is the 18th of Sivan, etc. There's something about that day. And the Rabbi said it has to be that way. That's the chiddush of Veses HaChodesh, that we do pay attention to the title of the day, okay, to the identification of the day on the calendar. Because if we didn't, if we assumed that all the months were equal, then this whole dealer question is just a function of haflogos, right? From 15 of month A to 16th of month B is the same interval, the same haflogos as from 16 to 17, with the same one as from 17 to 18. So what are Rav and Shmuel talking about dealer? That's just another example of haflogos. Elamai, that no, they're talking about the way our calendar is set up. It's not necessarily the same haflogos. Because from day 15 of month A to day 16 of month B is not necessarily the same haflogah as from 16th of month B as the 17th of month C, because of the length of the month in terms of those 29 days or 30 days. And yet, what do we see from that sugya? We do pay attention to what we call the month, to the title of the month on the calendar, the identification of the month on the calendar. Says the writer, from there you see that there's such a concept called Veses HaChodesh, that even though perhaps it's unusual, but we do pay attention and say the same thing. If she saw three times on day 15, that's already called the Veses HaChodesh, even though the interval is not necessarily the same. Am I making clear? Do you understand the writer? That's the writer's position. Okay? And he just points out there's got to be different intervals because some months have 29 days, others have 30 days. Nevertheless, there's a concept of Veses HaChodesh. And if every month had the same number of days, so that would be a haflog issue, not a dilug issue. The fact, and to summarize, the fact that there was a discussion by dilug tells us that there is something about the calendar date of the month that is significant. Something about what we call this month, we identify this month, this day of the month, as day X of the month, that's significant in halacha. Okay, and then it's going to impact what happens next month and so on. That's the Rambam. The Ramban, take a look in 23. The Ramban is Kedushim. On this daf and need the Samach Danam Alaf 23. The Ramban disagrees. And he seems to say, no, there's no real concept of Veses HaChodesh. He says, Dira Maskel Rosa Yom Tesvav B'Chodesh Zeh, the Ramban in 23. Im Bono Lachshov Chadosh Meleim B'Chulon Ein Kan Dilug. If every month, this he agrees with the Ravid. Okay. First he basically presents the Ravid's position. He said, if every month is the same, then there's no dilug. That's a Veses Shevel Aflogos Lamed Beis. It's 32 days. Okay, if you saw the 15th, including the 15th of day of month A to the 16th of month B, that's 30, including the 2 days, it's 32 days. Okay, and if it's a month of Chaser, okay, it'll be 30. And if it's going to be some, in Bono Parish, also consider Chaser Mala, ain't say the dilug has that. So we've shown him, Tesla, Nisan, Tesla, Be'er, Aflogos Lamed Beis. Nisan is a Malay month. Nisan is a 30-day month. We're always 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So Nisan is always a 30-day month. Okay, so then from the 15th of Nisan till the 15th of Iyar, that's 32 days. But Ashnia, he need Tesayin Iyar liyud Zayin Sivan. The second is from the 17th of Iyar to 17th of Sivan. Iyar is a Chaser month. Iyar is always a 29-day month. There's always 1 day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The Iyar is a 29-day month. So then it's only 31. So Nimtza Shol Dilga Ela Karmariyah. So she didn't follow the same jump. What do you mean to jump from 16th to, you know, there was no, it's actually sort of earlier. And if she mishaleshes bedilim yudzayim b'sivan l'udiches b'tamuz, from Sivan to Tamuz, Sivan is also always a 30-day month. There's always 2 days of Shodesh Tamuz. So yudzayim b'sivan l'udiches b'tamuz, chazal afog v'shav alam v'beiz, v'ein kan dili, elam kein dil gad yutas b'chodesh, etc. So, well, the common mitar is smaller. Brisa came to the regil. The mechzli yom chav. Shani chav gimel chodesh. Lefichach one. Havelam misin chafay. Lefichach. Okay, that's the gemara over there. Says the Ramban. Lefichach pirsh arayvid zal. Therefore, the Ravid said, okay, according to the Ramban, the Ravid said, shekashem shayisha kovas veslaflogos savos chav kovas erzim echodesh. Okay, that's the key line. Okay, that the kishem sha'isha kovas vestas laflagos shavos, just like you can have haflagos shavos in the interval, the parallel interval, kovas vestas liyamei achodesh. Shim rosa reish yarcha, reish yarcha, reish yarcha, okay? Kovala vestas shekharashim. Afal pi she'ein haflagos shavos shechad mole ve'echad chaser. Hilchot b'zusha dilga kevin she'embris otzara shavos lo baflagos al b'dilugim omer le'vei achodesh kovas. Below Bashwa Elabadilu. Okay? And fine. And then I have Machokas Rav and Shmuel. He says, I'm going to pass my Rav. Okay? All right. But the Rabban then writes, Rabban then writes in the second paragraph there, this is all in the Chidush Rabban. Ulafi Daiti Banusu Lo Yofe Kivnu Harishonim Vichiluka Vesas. I don't think this is correct. Shami Ani Omer Ein Vesas El Hafloga Shava. Said, what are we determining here? We're determining here biologically how this woman's body works. So therefore, says the Ramban, I don't see ein vesis ela lahafloga shava. A vesis was when there is an equal interval, an equal passage of time. Every X number of days, she gets her period. Okay? Lavisha orach bismanahu book. Okay, that expression we've had before. Okay? And he writes, shekain tivon shel b'nei adam. Okay, the day, you know, this is the day of the month, what we call the month, that has no impact. Whether today's the 15th of the month, or today's the 16th of the month, what has an impact is how many days has it been since the last year. And she has an expected interval that, you know, she sees every X number of days or every interval number of days. And it doesn't matter what the calendar day is called, right? She came to Mishra B'nei Adam. All right, so that's why he says v'zush arba v'tesu chodesh v'yudu chodesh v'yudzav chodesh v'chadoshim hashovim. That which the Gemara talked about 15th of this day, 16th of that day, 17th of the next day, that was Taka talking about, says the Ramban, v'chadoshim hashovim, when the months were equal, meaning bizman shekiddush al pi ha'ra'iyah, it was possible to have several months in a row with the same exact number of dates. In which case, seeing on day 15th of month one, and 16th of month 2, and 17th of month 3, will be the same interval. That's what we're talking about. Whatever it is. Or whatever the number is. So the Ramban, in effect, would seem to reject in this Kedushim, it's concept of Vesach Chodesh. The months alternate now in terms of what's Malay, what's Chaser. So a different amounts of Afloga between the first of one month, or we gave the 15th. The 15th of one, the 15th of the next one. The Ravid says that there's apparently something, as we said, about the day of the month. What we call the day of the month, this is called day 15. That's significant. And it's not about the Haflaga. But the Ramban says, no, there's no such concept, really. There's a Vesis that has matching or parallel intervals. The calendar date has no significance. Okay, so that's the Ramban. Now, and he says, Medivei, last paragraph, of course, the Ramban, okay, that's arrived. He should have said it, the Rambam never mentions it, and so on. But having said all of that, Ramban does say, for three lines for the end of what I quoted there in 23, okay, until we find the clearer explanation. So Ramban, at the end, okay, he says that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir, since there are those who hold that there really is such a thing as Vesach Chodesh, even though he finds it problematical. And again, from a purely logical, or I would say even better, from a purely biological point of view, the Ramban is correct. He has that expression, shekain tivon shel b'nei adam. The body works, she gets her period every X number of days. What's the difference what you call it on the calendar? Right, I mean, you know, let's take a look for a second. Think about the secular calendar. Okay, the secular calendar. So, I mean, this week is New Year's, right? So, what does that mean? Okay, theoretically, they could have given December 32 days, right? I mean, theoretically, the assignment of the day of the month or the length of the month is certainly in the secular calendar basically random. Right, and it doesn't make a difference. You know, 365 and a quarter days. To call it now for our purposes, 365 days in the year, and there are 12 months, so you got to divide it up. So, however, that what's the 30 days has September, April, June, and November, and all the rest are 31, except for February is 28. Well, theoretically, you could have had 29 in February and only 30 in March instead of 31, evened it out some other way. Normally, on the secular calendar, also, it alternates, right? You know, 31 days, 30, 31, not quite, because in the summertime, you have both July and August both have 31 days. You know, but March has 31, April has 30, May has 31, June has 30. Then you have two in a row with 31, July and August. Okay, then September has 30, and October is 31, November is 30, and December is 31. So it does kind of alternate, but again, to some extent, there's some arbitrariness to it. And it shouldn't make it not. In our calendar, it's not arbitrary. We're going by the moon. Although even there, it's not exactly matching. As you know, Rosh Chodesh doesn't always match the Molad. So again, the point of the Ramban is that it's difficult to say that if Vesis is established on the basis of some sort of, what we call the day on the calendar. That's the Ramban's objection. But at the end, he does say, "Val nefesh yochosh lahachmir v'inyan vesis bein kidvarinu." Fine. And I have to point out in Lukim 24 in Hilchos Nida, the Ramban in Hilchos Nida, Parak Hey Os Yud Beis 24, "Kishem she kovas vesav afogas shavus kol shabiyanu kachi kovas b'mei achodesh hashavin." Ketzer. Ross of Echad Nisan, of Echad Beer, of Echad Besivan, Hareze Kovaz Vessel of Shkodesh, Afopi, Shazem Wale, Vizekhasis. Allah Halamaisa, the Ramban, while objecting to the concept, Allah Halamaisa, he defers to the other Rishonim, the Ravid, the Balatosis, and so on. And Ramban says, Allah Halamaisa, we are Choshesh, the Vessel of Chodesh as well. So that's what Ramban says in terms of Allah and the Hilkus Nidim. Rashba, in the Bayes Aruch, Tosha Bayes Aruch, by Zion Shar Gimel. Rashba also says, "V'yesh shenikvayim ba'aflogos mechuvanos." Ketzer, "Yesh limuda liros b'yom yaduah b'chodesh or b'shabbos." Right again, he also speaks "yom yaduah b'chodesh," a fixed day of the month, or even a fixed day of the week, right? Or he says, "shalimuda liros b'chodesh or shchodesh or b'chamashu b'chamishu chodesh," etc. Or it's always a Sunday. Those do make a difference. However, once again, the Berak Habayis has an interesting aura. Creative and interesting aura. The Berak Habayis, the Ra'or, on that piece in the Torah Habayis by Zion Shar Gimel 26. Okay, he says, "Oh, Kosev Garcina." Okay, we said about that verses, and he writes, look the second line of 26. The Ikal Ameda, Heichidami. He has the same kasha, right? Ibechadosh and Shavim Kulam Leim or Kulam Kaserim Ain Kandilu Kal El Aflogus. 32 days, right? Again, if they're 30-day month, so get from 15th of month A to 15th of month B, okay, or in the case of the Gemara, rather, from 15th of month A to the 16th of month B to the 17th of month C, so all the months have equal length, so that's not a deal, that's how long it is. It's only 32 days, it's always a 32nd day. She came to Yom Riyasav, Yom B'chal, Yom Riyasav, Shosh Mabez, Yom, B'chayin La'olam. And v'ibe chadoshim chaserim hem olam lamed yom, okay. V'ibe echad mal yachad chaser av diluk shove ein kan, right. So he says it's not. So l'fichach pirush harabino avram ben David shekashem sheisha kovas oves v'avagel shavas kovav vesel meachodesh. That's the Ravid, and that's what the Ramban said. Halacha l'maisa, based on this issue. Okay, again, just summarize what we said. The fact that the Gemara considers the issue of diluk, which is a function of the title of the day, of the title that's assigned to the day of the month. This month it's called the 15th. Next month she sees on a day called the 16th. Next month she sees on a day called the 17th. Even though there's not, if they're equal length months, okay, so then that's not really a deal, that's a flogger. And if it's not equal days, months, then why should it work? But it does work. Why should it be halachically significant? But evidently, you see from the Gemara, what? And it is halachically significant. Mamela says the Ra'or, based on this, the Ravid says, and after the Balei Tosfos said, and so on, that's Ramban agreed halacha l'maisa, that there's such a thing called Vesas HaChodesh, even though the interval is different. Okay? Lefichach, again, a fifth line towards the end. Lefichach, Pirush HaRabban Avraham ben David, the Ravid, Zal, Shekashem, Sheisha Kovas, Leves, Laflag, Leshavos, Kach Kovala Vesas L'Mechodesh. Ketzer, Ros Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Kovala Ves, Rosh Chodeshim. Okay, even though there's no parallel pattern, And again, explain to that's what it meant by the case of Dilug, even though it's not Rav Lager Shavuos. He says it's the Yomei HaChodesh, so to speak, that is Kovas and not the Hashvah. Right, that's what it looks like. Okay, now the only thing is, yeah, he's bothered again, and he refers to the Ramban. Okay, Adonenu Mori Rabbeinu Moshe, the Ramban, Yesh B'zeh B'zeh Kusha Gedola. The Vatelis calls it. Ramban's Kasha says the Ra'o is a bomb Kasha. Kusha Gedola, the Vatelis calls it. Omer, she efshish you in Yonah Vestus Nitlin, B'Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? In other words, you're going to be determined by the Kiddush, what day Bezin declares as Chodesh, says the Ra'o. There's a given month, especially with time of Kiddush on Piriyu. So her pattern, it's, she saw on 15th of Nisan, and it's going to see again on 16th of Iyar, right? That's impacted by when Bezdin happened to declare Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and if they declared Rosh Chodesh Iyar a different day, then it wouldn't have been a pattern. Really? It depends on when Bezdin declares Rosh Chodesh. That's basically what Ramban's kasha, right? Again, he said, Tivan Shobani Adam. It's not a natural thing. What's that? Okay, hold on. Okay, but here, you're right, and we'll see that in a second. But the Ra'o's point is that we're talking here about a biological function. Okay, the Ra'o finds it a little difficult to say. Again, there's the key line 3-6, eight lines on the bottom of 26. So efshur so you in yoni havestus, which is a physiological procedure. Nitlin b'kiddush haChodesh, sheina shofar shatokin bo gorim, v'lo kiddush shalonu shemakashon so gorim. Right? And the day that Bezdin declares Rosh Chodesh, how's that going to impact when she gets her period? Right? It's a physiological thing. You know, you want to tell me atem afilu mutim, atem afilu Bezdin kaver Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so you know, can have a discussion if, you know, other things, if you rent something for a month and then Bezdin ma'abir l'chodesh, so now does that include in the, you know, they made an extra day, so yes, they're paying an extra day, or that included when he rented it for a month. And things along those lines, I understand, right? And that's discussion, right? Let's say I rented a house new for a month, and it was supposed to be a 29-day month, then Bezin made it a 30-day month. Do I have to pay extra? I have to prorate to pay my rent, okay? Or whatever. I rented something, the discussion, Cheskas Habatim, 3 years. I rented something new for a year, and then suddenly Bezin were Mabra Dishana, right? So now, am I still allowed to stay that extra month, or do I have to pay you now? Because originally the agreement was it was supposed to be a 12-month year. Now it's a 13-month year. So there, you can bring up the discussion. Okay, it depends on Bezin, on Tamafil. But here, the Ra'o's point is we're dealing with a physiological procedure of the body. How is that impacted? That's his language. He says, She'ein ha-shofar she'token bo, to make the announcement of Rosh Chodesh Gorim. Below kiddush shalanu shemakadshin also gorim. We're mekadosh shachodesh. That's not going to impact her physiological, is it? The efshal omar shalavesis kadeish chadesh dover begufa. The fact that they declared this on this day, so now this is going to impact when her body is going to discharge blood. Vizu kushy chazaka she soseris bebira. There's a powerful kasha. It says the Berak Habayis lefichach ani omer. Therefore, I hold. I agree with the Ravid. There is a concept of Vesis HaChodesh, but I'm a low kidvarim, not because of his reasoning. When Bezin declares Rosh Chodesh can't impact how a woman's blood cycle is going to go. But, he says, it's not the Kiddush HaChodesh. Of a Kiyamina B'tesu HaChodesh, that lo le Kiddush HaChodesh on our Elamolad Halavona. Right? It's the cycle of the moon. That's what causes it. Lamola halavana, which is a natural phenomenon. Okay? And things in the body can be impacted by a natural phenomena. Okay? That's what he's saying. When we say Tesvav l'chodesh, he said it's not the 15th of the month, starting from the day that we call Rosh Chodesh, when Bezdin announced today is Rosh Chodesh, or when it says in our calendar today is Rosh Chodesh. That can't impact somebody's physiological behavior, the body, how the body works. But the molad of Levana, which is the appearance of, you know what the molad, right? The molad is the moon goes around the earth, right? So we'll make it simple. The moon goes around the earth. The moon, as you know, has no light of its own, right? The moon simply reflects the light of the sun. So how much we'll see the moon depends on the angle of the, how the sun bounces light off the moon. So, you know, when it's, we call full moon, it's when the moon is exactly in the point of the sky where it's opposite, so to speak, the sun, and bounces off light. The Earth's in the middle, it bounces off full amount of light. But as it gets, the month progresses, and the angle gets cut a little bit, so less and less in the moon, less and less, until there's a point in time, about 6 hours or so, when you cannot see the moon at all from Earth. Because, I mean, without scientific instruments, you can't see the moon, there's no light of the moon at all. Again, we speak about light of the moon, the moon has no light of its own, but it means it's reflecting the light of the sun. But because of the angle and the position of the Earth, at a certain time every month, a few hours every month, you can't see from Earth any light from the moon because the sun doesn't hit it in a way that it bounces back light to the Earth. Then it moves a little further, so you just see a sliver. And move more, you see a little more, right? Depends on that angle, you know that. So the molad halavana is, you know, so to speak, when it comes to what they call conjunction at first, and the cycle kind of resumes again, okay? Without going into the details, the point is, that is a natural phenomenon. So he says, when our Gemara talks about the Vesas HaChodesh, it's not necessarily the 15th of the month counting day one as Rosh Chodesh, the day one, counting Rosh Chodesh as day one, but rather you count from the Molad. As you well know, if you ever listen to the announce the Molad in the Shul on Shabbos Mevorchim, so it's not always the Molad, you know, be Tuesday night, 15 minutes and 12 o'clock after 4, or whatever. Okay, that's not always Rosh Chodesh. You know that, right? I mean, it's not, the time that they announce the Molad is not always what we call Rosh Chodesh on the calendar. Okay, now that maybe comes to your point, that the Rebbe doesn't have the right to establish it, and even if it's not exactly correct with the moon, it doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter, because the Rebbe doesn't have the right to declare Rosh Chodesh, and they had reasons and so on. Sometimes the Molad is on Rosh Chodesh, but sometimes it's not. All right, then there's more factors than we have time to go into right now. Well, there's some very interesting things about it. But Lemaisa, what we call the first of the month, Rosh Chodesh, does not necessarily correspond to the Molad. Like, I think most of the time it probably doesn't. But yet, you know that, for example, for Kiddush Levana purposes, the earliest month of Kiddush, when I was a kid, I always thought Kiddush Levana can't be before the third of the month. It's only the fourth of the month. But it's not really the fourth of the month. On a calendar, it could be earlier than the fourth. It's got to be 72 hours from the Molad. So sometimes it could be earlier on the calendar, right? Than the fourth of the month. Not often necessarily, but well, I don't know. I shouldn't say. I'm of course studying it, but you know what I'm saying. In other words, when we count the Solzman, same thing with Solzman Kizavana. Solzman Kizavana. Let's say you have the middle of the month. Okay, Solzman Kizavana. So you come to the middle of the month. The middle of the month from what? Start from the Molad. So that's what the Badek HaBayis, the Ra'or here says, that day 15 and so on and so forth, the Vesas HaChodesh is the day since the Molad, right? And he says that he's more comfortable with because what is the Molad? L'shah sh'nira sh'roi l'kvar Rosh Chodesh al pi ha'ir sh'mishah zu sh'nira al ha'aretz u'pol ba'olam v'hu eina ba ba'shvoya. Okay, l'fichah, and that's not going to be the same every month. Okay, and it's going to be differences, but at least it's a scientific phenomenon. That's what the Ra'or gets to. Okay?
So then meaning, how does that justify having a Vesas HaChodesh? The days don't actually correspond with the Molad, no?
Well, the 15th of the month, it'll be the same number of days since the Molad. Each 3 months in a row, she saw 15 days after the Molad. You follow?
That's 15. Meaning it doesn't mean 15th of the month. It means 15
correct.
Days.
Correct. That's the Ra'or. It doesn't mean the 15th of the month. It'll be, you know, now again, that's his.
I thought he was trying to use the Molad thing to, meaning sort of being tolled on a natural phenomenon. And, you know, just like the calendar has variation, so too her cycle is going to have that same type of
but
variation.
I think he's rejecting that.
Half days, 29 and a half days, it'll, you know, yeah, 15th of the month, it'll work out.
Right, but I think he's not comfortable with that. Saying physically, why should it matter? He says, look at the five lines on the bottom, 26. Ki aminan b'tesel b'chodesh de lo l'kiddush haChodesh shelanu amar ela l'molad halavana.
Right,
It's not from there. Now, again, natural phenomena. He's more comfortable, and I'd also be more comfortable saying the natural phenomena can have an impact on a person physically. And, you know, I will tell you, b'didi have a Uda, although it really is Rosh Chodesh, you know, I have a son, my youngest son has autism, and he's very, very into Rosh Chodesh. He's extremely into Rosh Chodesh. And I remember when he went to, you know, he was in a special needs yeshiva and so on and so forth. And, you know, suddenly he was always interested in Kiddush Levana and Rosh Chodesh. And I remember went to a parent-teacher's conference. He must have been of age or maybe before Bar Mitzvah, before Bar Mitzvah. And I was curious why, of all things, they talked to him about Rosh Chodesh and Kiddush Levana. I wasn't complaining. I was just wondering, you know. So went to a parent-teacher's conference. I said, I'm just wondering why would they, you know, taught him about Rosh Chodesh and Kiddush Levana. And I forget, they said to me, oh, we thought you taught him about that. Well, we didn't teach him that. like, and I was like shocked, because I mean, he comes to shul, he knows there's this thing called Kiddush Levana, and he gives out the Kiddush Levana cards, but still. And for whatever reason, when Rosh Chodesh comes, and this is not the moon issue, I don't think, my wife and I have tried to figure this out, we looked in, because it's a very fascinating thing to observe. Okay, he is a different person on Rosh Chodesh every month. First of all, he wears a white shirt and a tie, no matter what. I never, and it could be he saw his older brothers did that when they went to school. I don't know what, but he, to this day, he dresses up on Rosh Chodesh. He wears, and he has what he calls Rosh Chodesh behavior. And my wife likes to say, for those hours of Rosh Chodesh, he turns his autism off. He controls himself. You know, people with autism, like, you know, he often talks to himself and script. Not a Rosh Chodesh. He's Rosh Chodesh, he turns off his autism and he engages in what he likes to call Rosh Chodesh behavior. And I don't know what, where, how, you know, we try to, and there is some literature about the cycle of the moon impacting people's moods and so on and so forth. So again, with him, it's on Rosh Chodesh because that's identified as the calendar. He's very into the calendar anyway. But, you know, when I told him at Kiddush Levana, having about 3 days after Rosh Chodesh, I didn't tell him to hold him at the molar, that would confuse him further. But he, you know, he's very into, you know, Kiddush Levana. And again, it's Rosh Chodesh behavior. He dresses differently, acts differently. And so I don't know. There are always saying, but anyway, what I mentioned, because Tol Kedei, my wife and I, years ago, trying to understand this with him, you know, we looked into literature, and there is literature about the moon affecting, you know, people's moods and so on. So anyway, take it for whatever it is. But that's what the Bedek HaBayis does say over here, and he's more comfortable with that. So he agrees with the Ravid that there's such a concept of Mesa Chodesh, but not for not from the Rosh Chodesh, but from the Molad. Comes the Rashba, okay, a more traditionalist, right? The Rashba and the Mishmeres HaBayis here.
Yeah, but there's definitely a thing with, you know, daylight that we talked about with, you know, with Alex brought up the Seder with, yes, with Nidos, but that's also documented with psychology. People have the seasonal depression because there's no...
Yes, and too much rain and everything else. Yeah, no question.
No light outside.
Now they're talking about COVID, so it's
hopefully that's not seasonal.
So far. No, they said it places where, I mean... You know, play with Seattle or whatever, there's a higher suicide rate because it always rains. It rains. Seattle, it rains a lot. I remember one time I was in Seattle, they get a t-shirt there. Seattle Rain Festival, January 1st to December 31st. You know, they got a lot of rain there, the climate. And there's more suicide there than in other places. I don't know. I don't know if it relates to that. I don't know. But I'm just saying the Bedek HaBayis is more comfortable with this natural phenomenon than with, you know, the saying Stam has to do with Rosh Chodesh, that we declare. However, the Rashba in Mishmeres HaBayis, there by Zayin Shar Gimel, he says, Kod Chacham in Chalo, Abel Kushasem Zu Eno Kusha. You know, he's inspired by the Ramban's Kasha. Right, let's remember, it was the Ramban and the Chedushim that I printed back. Even though the Ramban Alach Lemaisa agreed, I saw in Hilchos Nida Parakeh Alach Osir Bey 24, the Ramban agreed this with the Chodesh, but in the Chedushim, in 23, the Chedushim and Nida, he was bothered by this question. How could, you know, a bodily function be determined by the Rosh Chodesh and so on? Therefore, it led the Bedek HaBayis to this conclusion. The Rosh Bo admits that the Ramban's Kasha, good Kasha, called Chacham in Chalo, Abba Kusim and Kusha, the Vadai Sipura Gorim. No, our Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not the moon, it's the shofar. We announced Kiddush HaChodesh. Why? So the Rashba says, Shekol Masha Bezin Shalamat Ose, Bezin Shalamat, Tamal Maskim Rehem. And the quote you said before, Nadi, Dixiv Ashatiko Sam, Ashatiko Atem, we determine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees, so to speak. Okay? The Somchim Kavu, in other words, It's not a matter of the molad, which, as we said before, is the exact moment when the moon is between the sun and the earth. They can't see it. No, it has to do with our Shchodesh. Shippur HaGarim, our Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay? And he says, that's what he means. Atiku Atem, you declare it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will agree. And he says, how do we know that? Because what Bezin determines has Halacha L'maaseh ramifications for Din HaDaraisa. The example, he gives an example, right? Krisus, Chametz Pesach. Right? When you're gonna get when is Yom Kippur? When is Pesach? And I'll eat chametz. It's a chiyuv kari. I'll eat Yom Kippur. It's a chiyuv kari. So that's what we determined by Bezin. So whatever Bezin says, that's what it is. And then he brings it even. You'll argue to me, but that's not really a physical thing, right? That we can understand is up to Bezin. But he brings an interesting riot, Rashbot. Gam bebias haktanim. Okay. Shamu Ktana Bas Gimel son of Yom Echad Bole Echad Bin Arayas Yipturim Ve'ein Musada Pachos Mikan Shneim Pturim. Okay, physical development. Okay, we say that a girl after 3 years, even if her Sulam was broken, will grow back if she was before 3 years. Okay, or Ben Teisha son of Yom Echad. Okay, 9 days for the Bia to count and so on. He says these. I'll put it in our terms. Okay, you know, you could have two boys. Right, who the Rashba's basic point is that no, our Kriyas HaChodesh determines things, even physical things. Okay, and again, I'll just give you an example. All right, he says you could have two different boys, okay, 9 years old, or let's look at the bar mitzvah. You could have two boys or bar mitzvah, one year, one the other year, and from the time of their birth until the age of 13, not the same amount of time has transpired. Because this one could have had more leap years in his 13 years, and the other one, you know, it depends on when in the cycle he was born, right? So you become bar mitzvah when you hit your 13th birthday, right? So now you become bar mitzvah. How many seconds or minutes or hours have gone by? That's not going to be the same, okay? You could even have, that's going to be determined by Bezdin. So we assume that Alocha, boy 13, becomes chayav and mitzvahs and so on, but it's not necessarily the same amount, the same passage of time on a calendar for each kid. Or I'll give another example. You can have a kid who's, let's say you have a kid who's born, let's say it's a leap year. Okay, you have two kids. So kid number one is born on, let's say, the 28th of Adar Rishon. Okay, the kid number two is born a week later, the 6th of Adar Sheni. Okay, so kid number one is older than kid number two, right, by a week. If in the 13th year of their life, it's not a leap year, so the kid number two is going to have his bar mitzvah 3 weeks before kid number one, because he'll have his bar mitzvah the 6th of Adar. He only has one Adar that year, and he's not going to have it until the 28th. So this kid is 3 weeks older, and his bar mitzvah, I'm sorry, he's a week older, but his bar mitzvah will be 3 weeks later. Right? But yet that's the sign of adulthood and so on and so forth. But the Elamai, it's dependent on Bezdin, right? So that's the raya sort of that the Rashbo wants to bring, is that no. We assume the halacha that what we declare down here does have an impact even on things that relate to, at least ostensibly, relate to physiological matters. That's and again, the raya with the girl, okay, we say that if her, look at the end of that, Rashbo, we say that Gimel, Ketana Bas Gimel son of Yom Echad, Shenivala, Ein B'Sleh Chozin, okay, if it's after three, but if they suddenly make an extra month, then they will. The Besula said will be chosen. Really, just because Bezin declared next month? Yes. So that's what the and that's the pasuk. He quotes a pasuk in Tillim. I printed it down at 31. Parak Nun Zion pasuk Gimel Tillim. Ekra lekevero lekel gomer alai. Because Baruch Hu determines things based on us. What we said. What the Bezin here said. So just a quick. I digress for a moment. But just to print through the riots that the Hashbo is bringing. Okay. So one raya brings this from a Gemara here in Nida. That's printed in 28. We'll go off the topic for a moment just to see these rayas. Nida lamed chesam and aleph. Tanya, reviewed a woman mishumim tarfon daya chotcher. A woman, any bleeding in the month that she's going to have the baby, she has the baby is attributed to the birth and daya chotcher. Okay. Now yesh bedaber lo hakel hachmer. This situation that any dam which she sees in the ninth month, okay, is considered attributable to the birth, okay, and therefore daya chodesh, it's attributed to the birth. This has a kula and a chumra, okay. As Rashi says in 29, okay, Okay, what does it mean? The Gemara explains. Ketzad. Kisa shnayim b'sof shmini. She went into labor 2 days before the end of the eighth month. The echad b'tchilas tzi. And one day, the third day now, was the beginning of the ninth month. So afilo b'tchilas tzi yolda. Even if she had the baby right away, harezio lenis b'zov. Because the third day is simply deemed a continuation of the previous two. And therefore the dam is not kataleda, and therefore it's considered dam ziva, she's yoledes bizol. So that will be a chumrah, okay? Even though one of the days, okay, one of the days clearly was machmas leida, it was the ninth month, but two of them weren't. So therefore it goes by those two. On the other hand, avol kisa yom echad b'sof shmini, u'shtayim b'tchilas tzi, right, she only one day in the eighth month and 2 days in the ninth month. But filo b'sof she yolda, even if she didn't have the baby till the end of the month, angel let us result. Okay, and Amar Adam Rava Shmamino Kesaver Yehuda Shipuro Garim. Okay, look at Rashi. Harez you let us result. Hover roves even b'shmini hava she ain't have lad mitar she dinan chad yom abos a train. But harez zava it goes by the majority. So that's a chumrah. That's a chumrah. Okay, she saw 2 days in the eighth month. The fact he saw now in the one day, the ninth month, and even she has a baby right away. That's a yichuma, okay? That's one direction. On the other hand, I feel myself chi yolda. The afag of the chi kula b'shofi, even though the whole month was b'shofi means, you know, no blood, nothing. It was empty. Chutz mishnei yamah, other than those two, she's not going to be called to let us dissolve, okay? Unless she saw other days and so on. Anyway, that's the raya. That Shipura, look at that, she's shofar, she's token bobez, and Kiddush HaKodesh, the Kiddush HaKodesh makes the difference. Now, Tosus wonders, just as a side point, what do you mean Rosh Chodesh? Okay, what do you mean Rosh Chodesh? Okay, Pierce shofar, she's token Rosh Chodesh, but Kiddush HaKodesh, she's shofar. Tomar, wait a minute. When we talk today about a woman who's in the eighth month, the ninth month, what do we mean? Eighth month and ninth month, since when? Since she became pregnant, right? Not looking at the calendar. Right, and when we say that, oh, she's in a 6 month, I mean, she's in the 6 months since she became pregnant. Right, it doesn't matter. But that's the Tosfos wonders about there. Nida l'anachas al dimas v'shipur garam 30. And Tamar v'hechi muchet the chodesh abana garam dilma chodesh tzi shal acher ches chadashim shal shoshim leher yona garam. It's not the Rosh Chodesh, not the arrival of Rosh Chodesh in the month that would be it. And she's going to have the baby. She's going to have the baby in. That's the woman's expecting us. You have the baby in Teves. Okay? What, Rosh Chodesh Teves? That's what's going. I mean, that's the beginning of the month in which she's going to have the baby. But that's not what we usually mean. We say she's in the eighth month, she's in the ninth month. Not measured by Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Dilma Chodesh Chi, so Achar Chetz Chadashim Shoshim Yom. It's after 8 months of 30 days have passed, not months on a calendar. Again, in colloquial, in English, when we say she's in the seventh month, well, that doesn't matter the calendar, no matter how many 30-day periods are going, how many months, quote-unquote, not months on a calendar, but how many 30-day periods are going by since she became pregnant. That's what we usually mean it. So, afilu maska b'em tzachodesh alabon, yesh lomar, v'im kain hava l'memar daya chodesh achron. The word's expression should have been not daya chodesh, but daya chodesh achron. Hava chodesh masha chodesh hamavur, d'hanu chodesh alabon. In any event, that's one of the, this sugi is one of the riots that the Rosh Moor brings. You see that the declaration of Rosh Chodesh by Chazal does have a halachic impact even with regards to physical things. Okay? Based on that pasuk, Kolokimayon Lokel Gomer Alai. And the Yushalmi in Ksubis, 32, Yushalmi in Ksubis, Karakal Valachachav, darshans this pasuk. Amr of an Ekro Lokimayon Lokel Gomer Alai, Bas Sholo Shonim V'yom Echad. Right, she reached the 3 years. Then suddenly, nimloch and bezin love overall, absulun chosin. Nimlove and absulun chosin. Her absulun will grow back. Really? Based on what bezin declares? So yeah, the carbon eider there says in 33. Nimloch and bezin love will abar shana. Absulun chosin. Kagon. Tinoka shenoda sof adar. Absulun chosin ad sof adar sheni. The next month. Now, the chain in ibn bezin chodesh absulun, you already put off by 1 day. They just ma'abin the chodesh, not ma'abin the shana. But in love, shalovi bar shana chodesh, aim so that chodesh. The same idea. And that's what the Moshe explains what that pasuk means, right? Maisel on the haikwa, echo the chameleon, etc. The darshina minei shakadosh baruch hu maskim im bezin shalmato. Okay, shimi kvar pas gimel, when im lochar ha-bezin, la bar shana, psun chodesh, that's all. Even nature, so to speak, is determined by us. So again, it's an interesting concept. You can think about it further. But that's what the Rashba wants to insist, that not like the Ra'or, that it's a matter of the natural phenomenon. He said the Ramban's kasher, the Ramban is the Ramban. But he says, no, enochanami. Physical things can be impacted, you know, by Rosh Chodesh, halachically by Rosh Chodesh as a term of a bezin. That's what he says. Anyway, with all that, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch here in Sim Kuf Peites, and the rest is Sid Beis. Is that clear the way that says this? So basically, you know, basically you have different shitas, and the Ramban really wants to reject Vesach Chodesh altogether because it doesn't make any sense. It's not, you know, not natural to say that this some calendaric phenomenon impacts is going to be have an impact on a biological, physiological process. Okay, based on the Rashi Raja, the Tosfos says that it does. The Ra'or agrees with the Ramban's kasha and therefore comes up and says it's not that, it's the moon. But the Rashba defends it and says no, it's aloha. That's how we work. Lokel Gomer alike. So the Shulchan Aruch says 35, continuing to base here in Tzimkut Peites, the pain. Beruas Hayomim. I told you the Shulchan Aruch mentions Aflogim first, which we did yesterday. Now he writes Chaim Beruas Hayomim. She liyomim yedum lechodesh miad achas sheros apam achas liyom yedu lechodesh. Okay. Even after she sees, one time on a certain day of the month, Yom Chafalav Chafaybo, Choshesh is upon Macharz Zayom. Remember, one time is enough to be Choshesh. The next one, Rasul Shamish Kolos Ona, who Adil Shamin Eveshes Tzichalachos Lam came. Chutz Eves Adilug, which we'll talk about later. We talked already. In the Gemara, we'll see it in the Shulchan Aruch. Below, I'm going to come give a pama and an akira. Again, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that one ri'ah on a particular day generates a chashash the following month on that very day. You only need three times in terms of uprooting it. Shekem and shekavat and shosh pama and onekar b'pochem and gimel pama. Again, we know this already, right? If you see three times, then it's not going to be uprooted unless it's uprooted three times. Shekoz man shokar to gimel pama tzucha lochosho. Avalei oser, that's lochosh. But to answer the following one, I feel a palmachas, Koshezlo palmshnia, umil, afa pisha Koshezlo, nekar, but palmachas. But if one month, if the next month it goes by, nothing happens, then it's done. And I feel a kavato base palm, like we learned yesterday, even if she's two, one time's enough to uproot it. She brought some base yam, liom yador, but shlishes lora, she saw the third of the month twice in a row. So she has to be Koshez the following month, but not twice. And a Koshezlo, okay. The Taz, I don't understand this, okay? Our languages, he wrote Kagon Chaf Aleph or Chaf Hey. Taz changed it into cotton base to Kagon Aleph or Behebo, Kain Tzorch Leos. What does it matter? I'm just wondering, I don't know. Unless, I'm not sure. Okay? Anyway, so I feel upon Echa Zeb, Bisharves, that's true, but one time, Bisharves, Ovesa Floga, you need four, you need Tzorch base from Shari Echad in a minion. Right, again, the first one doesn't count because our flog. We talked about that. Okay, now, the placey, Yonas Eibishitz writes over here, in the placey that we paskin like Rove Rishonim, looking to Kotten Zion in the placey, Kuf Peites. The Iker Kefi Rova poskim the Shipura Garim, the Lok, the Lok, the Dite of the Moon in Lamola Halavana, the Shah Shinir Shirali Po Chodesh period. So he's simply pointing out that the Iker is like the Rove, the Shach says he quotes the Shach. Okay, he says we hold like Rove Poskim that Shipura Garim, the shofar, that's the language Shipura Garim, as we saw before, means the shofar is blown to announce Rosh Chodesh, and it counts from Rosh Chodesh and not from the Kiddush HaChodesh who is Garim and not the Levana, not the, you know, the moon. Uba Emes Udavar Tamua. Okay, he does find it difficult. Okay, he does find it difficult. The placing, based on the same kasha, right? It's a davar tamua. The teva called nashma calls on you karucha machar a bezdin. Okay, this should depend on the bezdin. You know, v'lachen Ramban she shalom b'tzvias limudim. He quotes Ramban, who was knowledgeable in science and other areas of scholarship. And who besod Hashem ba kinod that we go to chachmosal. We call mokum. You know, he says there are all shadochas that sar she shipur garim. The rest is he shall have malachir. Okay, and he quotes the Rashba in the next paragraph, who says Kel Gomer line, it says Zeh Emes, that you have to rely on. Ramban's Kasha, good Kasha, you have to come back to the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What's the parallel to Shippur Garim Bizman Hazeh?
Interesting question. I guess the Shippur that was done when they were Mekadesh HaChodesh in advance for all time. It's as if. I don't think they mean the Gemara says the sound of the shofar that caused anything. It means the arrival of the date. So the date arrives today too. It's on your fridge instead of, you have it hanging in your room when it's Rosh Chodesh. I think that's what it means.
Is that like naturalistic or metaphysical?
Again, this is like the Ramban is bothered. Why should it have an impact? What the Rosh Boy says, no, Chazal would determine. And that's it. And that's how that affects the body also. It's a little strange. You see that the Rishonim are a little taunted by it. They're bothered by it a little bit. But that's in the place he says also. Okay, take a look at the last couple of lines of that place in Sukkot and Zion. That which the Ra'or said, whoever is. V'zeh ha'kol b'shei yisol, she'er chelek Hashem amol, he'm mushpoi mipas Hashem, v'lo kifi tirei v'ol kifi kochavim. L'kach kol inyon ha'midon, kifi chukei ha'bezin. No, everything is divine bezin. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, according to us. So the bezin can impact physical things also. That's what you have to say.
Okay. I know it's not literal in at all. It's so. Metaphysical.
It's Chazal and that authority. Yeah. The last thing I want to do, just in terms of finishing up, the Bach, get Darko here, the Bach in our Simon Kufay Tess in Os Tesvo, the Bach quotes the Ramban, and he has a Chumrah, okay, that if you see on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and as you said, this is how far he takes it, Nimtzes Omer Shaharoli on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Choshesh Le Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Nira de Choshesh Le Shnei Yomim de Rosh Chodesh, okay, Yom Rishon Choshesh of Isha Yom Shloshim Lo Yasa, Shu Ono Beninus, the Choshesh Lo Kem and Shlo Kavala Vesis, but Yom Sheni de Rosh Chodesh, Choshesh Mishum Rosh Chodesh. Even the second day of Rosh Chodesh, it's called Rosh Chodesh. The Kem and the Ross of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Choshesh, Shem and Tikwala Vesis, Shlo Pomim, the Echad Rechodesh. Okay? All right, that we understand. But Ross of Rosh Chodesh Ear, okay, now she saw Rosh Chodesh Ear, Choshesh of Rosh Chodesh Sivan, period. Yom Ross of Yom Rishon de Rosh Chodesh, she did a choshesh l'yom chav tes b'ir, because that's 30. El shim lo ro'as el v'yom sheni de Rosh Chodesh. Tarak l'far she choshesh l'Rosh Chodesh Sivan v'shum tervayu, v'shum ves de Rosh Chodesh, v'shum sh'yom shoshim l'yasa. Okay? So if she, even though she's going to see now, there's more than one day of Rosh Chodesh at this point, right? So there's more than one day of Rosh Chodesh because and as long as she sees on Rosh Chodesh, that's going to be goring to be choshesh Rosh Chodesh, even though it wasn't the year Skiddush, even though it wasn't the same day of the month. Okay, because Rosh Chodesh, when there's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh on the calendar, the first day Rosh Chodesh, as you know, is day 30 of the old month. So she saw on Rosh Chodesh, but it's not the same day as she saw next time. And there only was, if she saw on day 30, next month there was no day 30. Okay, so she saw on day 1, so it's not even the same day. Okay. That's what he wants to say. Look at that. Umasha, listen to the case. Im Rasa Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay. Uvyom Rishon the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is 30 of the old one. Uvyom Chav Tes Iyar Lo Rasa. The Choshesh Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Afa Pish Yom Lamed Aleph. And here what he's saying you have to be choshesh for the day that's called Rosh Chodesh, even though it's not even the same day on the calendar. Now, it's when you're talking about the fifth of the month, the fifth of the month is always the fifth of the month. Okay? The first of the month is always the first of the month, too. But he's saying the very name Rosh Chodesh, which we apply to 2 days sometimes. We apply that to day 30 of the outgoing month and day 1 of the incoming month, when there is a day 30 in the outgoing month. So he says that's Shema Yom Rosh Chodesh Hu Agorim Riyasa. Okay? And therefore, if she saw on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 1 Nisan, then she saw on day 29 of Nisan, I'm sorry, day 30 of Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. I told you the Ksuba, that's their right? That was what I was saying. If someone gets married, so they'll say Yom Shloshim Chodesh Iyar Shehu Rosh Chodesh, so Shloshim Chodesh Nisan, Shehu Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So she saw on day one of Nisan. Then she saw day 30 of Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And then she saw again day one of Sivan. Okay, so really she saw on the calendar, it was day one, day 30, and day one. But since that day 30 is also called Rosh Chodesh, she now is called Koveh Vesis for Rosh Chodesh. That's already a step further, right? That's a bigger Chodesh. So that's the Baal. Okay, that's in Tezvav. In Tezayin, not that he backs away from it, but he has a limitation on it. Okay, the Bach. The Bach says, Kate said, Ross of Echad Nisan v'esimbo choshesh l'echad b'ir v'nerish chodesh Nisan. Near b'lo komar choshesh l'rish chodesh iyar. Okay, v'nerish chodesh Nisan amu d'ena choshesh l'omrishan l'rish chodesh iyar. When she saw on the 1st of Nisan, and then on the 20th, she again has to be choshesh on the 1st of Iyar, but she doesn't have to be choshesh on both on the 30th of Nisan. Okay, now that she doesn't have to do. That far, he doesn't take it. Okay. Yeah, isn't that a steer to what he said above? Alpha God the Song of Kasavti. Ross of Rosh Nisan, Ubiom Rishon of Chosh, Ubiom Choftes here, or Ross of Chosh, Rosh Chosh, Hossam had a time to Ken Chazin and the Ross of Trazim, the Rosh Chodesh. Afal Pish is the Echel Nisan, is the Eno Echel Vier, rather 30, still Chashin, Shem Yom, and Nikor Rosh Chodesh, who gone Riosa. I'm a Lochus Leom Rishon of Chodesh, Yel Hatkil, a Loch Hashin. You know, he splits, as he said, again, the Bach said, we saw on day one of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you saw on day 30 of Nisan, which is called Rosh Chodesh Yer. Okay, but it's day 30 of Nisan. So now you have to be choshesh for Rosh Chodesh Sivan, because day 30 is called Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So the next Rosh Chodesh has to be choshesh. But, in this case, where she, in the second case, okay, where she saw on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she has to be choshesh to follow Rosh Chodesh, but she has to be choshesh on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, for day 30, and that you don't. That far he doesn't go. You know, it's called Rosh Chodesh. That far he doesn't take it. That's the Bach. Finally, take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. Aruch HaShulchan 39 and Kukuk Peites, Sifyut Beis. Okay. First of all, he says, Da Shalash HaTur Shulchan Sivav Kainu. Basically, his point's going to be that if you see on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is day 30 of the old month, then you're not Kovei Avesta Rosh Chodesh because it's not the first of the month. It's the 30th of the previous month. Now, it is possible for one to be Koveya Vestas for the last day of the month, which is Erev Rosh Chodesh and Chasamon, okay? And it's the first day of the month. Let's read it that again. He says, Ken Rosa Gimel Pam Be'echad B'Shabbos of Hebeshah, find out that's the first part. Be'echad B'Chodesh of Hebeshah, find out. In Nisan, Sivan, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Echad, Achad, Yom Chesem, V'yar Shneim, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, Umbala, Malay, Roshon, Amash, Lahed, Shiros, Yom Hashem, Shom, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar, Yom Zem, Mikra, Echad, Be'ir. Yeah. Avol, look at this line, third line towards the end. Avol, Im Ros, Ob Yom Rishon, Shom, Rosh Chodesh, Eino Nikba, Vest, and Chol, Rosh Chodesh, Hu Eino Echad, Be'ir, El Shoshim, Shom, Nisan. He disagrees with that, Bach. He said, if you see on the first of the day of Rosh Chodesh, that's not going to be, even though it's called Rosh Chodesh, it's not Echad Be'ir, it's still the 30th of Nisan. But if he's Zek, Kishavaz, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Yom Rishon Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Nikol HaVes, the whole Erev Rosh Chodesh. Like, what's the case again? She saw an Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is day 29 of the old month. Then the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is day 30. And then Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it's Nikol HaVes, the whole Erev Rosh Chodesh. The Yom Rishon. What's that?
Even though the second day
was, Israel, right.
The second time was
there. Well, correct. It's still the last day of the previous month. Look at the end of the thing. It says, but Kavanaso, yeah, Kavanaso, the whole Yom, Shenosel, Shem Rosh Chodesh, Shavik Kriyas, Or Shechadosh. Since day 30 is called Rosh Chodesh, as you said, right? Since day 30 is called Rosh Chodesh, then she has to keep it, you know, the Rosh Chodesh the next month. And he said, look what I wrote in Tziv Chav Ches. In Tziv Chav Ches, he writes, the host of Lomo, the Afal Gav, the Mirosh Rosh Chodesh Nisan, over Echad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, over Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Hupol of Ves Rosh Chodesh. That's well. Hainu Taimah, the Kev and the Ross of Shnei Pomim, Rosh Chodesh Gomor, at least he had two times, but actually was Rosh Chodesh. I'm reading the Yom Shekavar Shkor, it's Gorim. Like the Bach. Alalochus lo lechatchila, lo chashina, alachoshish yom shalashem shkor. That's the Bach. Okay. Then he mentioned something else at the end. He says, let's remember, that it's also scientific. Let's remember that the length of a month, a Jewish month, the solar month, is 29 days, 12 hours, okay, and 793 halakim. That's how long it is, right? Chol chodesh hu chof tes yomim, yud beis shol, is the tas tzag halakim, okay? He said, that's why we have to alternate between chodesh mo and chodesh chodesh and so on. But he says, berubam yesh ba miksasam in a chodesh haba. Rosh Chodesh doesn't land right at the time of, you know, every Rosh Chodesh has part of those days in it. In other words, most of the time, the first, what we call the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the last day of the outgoing month, still has parts of it, hours that are part of the next month. Because every month is only 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. We don't call it the first of the month, okay? But that maybe that's why we should still be choshes as Rosh Chodesh, because it does have some of that time in it on the day. Okay, that's it. Again, you can read through it. It's not, you know, it's not that pivotal at this point. But anyway, that's, yeah. Again, I just prayed to Torah Shoshana to wrap up about Pamachas. I feel on a minute, everything's uprooted after one time. A one-time establishment is rooted up, and even a two-time establishment is knocked out by one, even by Ona Benitez, against that Marshal. Remember, he said Ona Benitez, like Vestas Kabul. All right, we'll stop over here. Okay, and we'll continue a little more about Vestas tomorrow. Have a good day.
Thank you, Abby.
Hey. Okay.